This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Monday, January 14th. Will the uncertain trade with China still weighing on the grain market? From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
First big factor to attract fund buying in the corn market would be A, a Chinese trade deal, B, the Fed government shutdown resolution would be a positive factor, and C, minor weather issue in Brazil. Second big factor for the corn market, we either need to see no beans break or these corn's going to have to rally enough to attract more acres. So if we only have 2 million acres extra for corn in the U.S. next year, that would only bring, with a high yield at 176.5, ending stocks would still be only 1.387 billion bushels. That compares with 2.293 billion bushels for the 16-17 season.
Chicago March wheat prices closed Friday up 5 3/4 at 519 3/4. March corn was up 2 at 379. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for January ended the day unchanged, ranging from 615 to 635. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for January were up 5 3/4, ranging from 654.5 to 664.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for January were up 6, ranging from 665 to 675. Live cattle for February were up 10 cents at 125.07.5. January feeder cattle were down 62.5 cents at 146.17.5. And January Class 3 milk was down a penny at 14.07.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.